name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Genesis chapter 19. The two angels entered Sodom in the evening as Lot was sitting at Sodom's gate. When Lot saw them, he got up to meet them. He bowed with his face to the ground and said, "My lords, turn aside to your servant's house, wash your feet, and spend the night, that you can get up early and go on your way." "No," they said, "we would rather spend the night in the square." But he urged them so strongly that they followed him and went into his house. He prepared a feast and baked unleavened bread for them, and they ate. Before they went to bed, the men of the city of Sodom, both young and old, the whole population, surrounded the house. They called out to Lot and said, "Where are the men who came to you tonight? Send them out to us so we can have sex with them." Lot went out to them at the entrance and shut the door behind him. He said, "Don't do this evil, my brothers. Look, I've got two daughters who haven't had sexual relations with a man. I'll bring them out to you, and you can do whatever you want to them. However, don't do anything to these men, because they have come under the protection of my roof." "Get out of the way," they said, adding, "this one came here as a foreigner, and he's acting like a judge. Now we'll do more harm to you than to them." They put pressure on Lot and came up to break down the door. But the angels reached out, brought Lot into the house with them, and shut the door. They struck the men who were at the entrance of the house, both young and old, with a blinding light so that they were unable to find the entrance. What great evil! What a terrible man! For Lot is the chief offender here, for daring to judge his fellow sinners. The Sodomites howled with righteous anger that Lot was acting like a judge. This, of course, is absurd. Lot was no angel. See how he offered his daughters to the mob? But he at least called evil, evil. Here the sin of Sodom stands condemned, these evil men who despised the Lord's blessed gift of sex. More than once in Scripture is Sodom called out for its wickedness and unbelief. Sodom has become a byword, a word of warning, spoken by the prophets, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Amos, and Zephaniah. The prophet Isaiah wrote, "For Jerusalem has stumbled and Judah has fallen, because they have spoken and acted against the Lord, defying his glorious presence. The look on their faces testifies against them, and like Sodom, they flaunt their sin. They do not conceal it. Woe to them, for they have brought evil on themselves." Isaiah chapter 3. And so Sodom and its surrounding cities were destroyed because of their proud unbelief. They feared, loved, and trusted in themselves above all things, and made themselves little gods. Their lack of chastity and charity flowed from their belief in themselves. But their self-constructed divinity and their sense of right and wrong was destroyed before the true God. The New Testament also mentions Sodom. In Luke chapter 10, Jesus sent out his 70 preachers and gave them instructions for their work. The last thing he told them was this: "When you enter any town and they don't welcome you, go out into its streets and say, 'We are wiping off as a witness against you even the dust of your town that clings to our feet. Know this for certain, the kingdom of God has come near.' I tell you, on that day, it will be more tolerable for Sodom than for that town." When faced with unbelief, Jesus commanded his preachers of repentance to show and tell of this grave danger threatening these sinners. Even the dust of this unbelieving place would be destroyed, so the faithful want no part of it. It's a powerful warning. Just as the angels called on Lot to get out of Sodom, these preachers were to call sinners to repent, and thus, by God's mercy, to avoid destruction. Preachers and parents in our day are urged not to call evil, evil. They are urged to be silent, and worse, even praise evil. Like Jesus, we will follow his words and condemn evil, especially when it is within our homes and our own churches. Sodomy is evil. Fornication is evil. Living together before marriage is evil. Becoming attached to the pleasures of this world is evil and dangerous. We call out evil, not to damn, but to call ourselves and fellow sinners to repentance and salvation. And save us, Christ does. He sent angels to rescue Lot and his family. Today he rescues us through baptism, through preaching his cross, and through his own body and blood. Let us pray. Dear Lord, save us from our wickedness and sin. We daily sin much and love our sin. Like Lot, we wish to remain in our comfortable surroundings even when evil is gathering around us, even when it's pounding on our door. Merciful Christ, save us from ourselves. Save our families from our world's eager worship of lies and half-truths. Come quickly and bring us to safety. For your sake, amen.